What do you think overall of the performance, beyond the fact that you probably thought you should have the 3 points?
Disappointing. A sense of disappointment when you feel the last 3 points out there. Important points at this stage. You know, and we're going to have to put that behind us pretty quickly and start to look towards September.
What does that say, though, about the philosophy of this team and the mentality now where not winning and not getting those points, you know, the fact that it's not acceptable?
Yeah, it's a positive way to look at it. Obviously, we've been really good defense first, you know, 3 games with 3 shutouts, but at the end of the day, I think we all really believe that we should have won all 3 of those games. So we're disappointed. We're making strides, but probably not quite as quickly as we would like.
When you look at control, though, the last 20, 30 minutes of that game, it was all Canada pushing forward. And were you surprised that Honduras kind of sat back and allowed you to move like that?
No, not really. We knew it would open up at some point, and we were just trying to be patient, get our chances. And we had chances at this level. The games are won and lost in the penalty areas. Our defenders did a fantastic job not allowing any chances, and then we weren't able to capitalize on that, so it's disappointing.
Will, how important is it the Panama game's coming up?
Yeah, huge. Obviously, that's a little ways away, so we'll regroup and figure out what our game plan is for those 2 games. But, 4 points is 4 points from the first 2 games, and we'll have to move on. It is what it is. No point in looking backwards.
And a ton of chances created, but you guys couldn't finish. How come, just in the end, you guys couldn't finish?
I'm not sure. Funny game sometimes. Sometimes they go in, sometimes they don't. Have to keep trying, have to keep improving, keep working on finishing. You can't win games without scoring goals.
And it looks like you and Julian are on the same page. The last 3 games, you guys have been in sync with one another. Talk about that.
Yeah, I love playing with Julian. He's such a good player on the ball. I think we complement each other well. He's very good on the ball, and I can get stuck in, and we move well together. We just both understand the game very well, so it's fun playing with him. It's fun having Atiba in there as well. He's another great player. I look up to both those guys, and I have fun playing with him.
Thanks, Will. Good luck.
Thank you.
So we're just waiting for Atiba now.